we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Monday morning to you, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs, and we're going to spend the next 30 minutes together. So thank you for tuning in. I, Pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and we are now embarking on our 25th year of ministry at Merritt Assembly of God. We just celebrated our 24th anniversary, second Sunday in December. 1992 is when we came to pastor this church. And we've been doing the Refresh Radio broadcast now a little over 3 years. We do want to say thank you today to Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric. They do their part to keep Brevard County warm and toasty on cold days and extra cool on warmer days. And there's more of those warmer days than there are those cooler days. They also want to make sure that the power keeps flowing to your house and you don't have any electrical issues. So if you could benefit from their services, Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 632-9538. Make sure you write that number down. You might have an older number that would not get you to the people that you think you're talking to. So 632-9538 will get you to Dennis and Carla there at Wyrick Air, and they will get you up and running and able to enjoy the holidays in comfort. Several years ago, we were having some work done on our house, and it was in the month of November, and my wife said, I just don't want the house messed up for Thanksgiving. And I said, oh, don't worry, it won't. We were having a roof put on our house. It wasn't supposed to mess up the inside. And after day one and before day two's work day started, there was a little bit of a rain that came. I'm talking maybe 10 minutes of a very light rain, and it ended up finding its way down to a flat portion of our roof and in, because it didn't have the finalized roofing on. And wouldn't you know, that thing that I told my wife wasn't going to happen, it did happen. And we ended up having quite a mess on our hands for Thanksgiving that year. So I want to encourage you that if you need to have your air conditioner or heater looked at, give them a call. Make sure that your holidays are extra comfortable and you will enjoy your Christmas and your New Year's in a wonderful way. 632-9538. We're going to get into the Word today. Our ladies have their annual Christmas fellowship tonight. That's going to be taking place at our worship leader's house, and everybody is looking forward to that. Our men have a men's breakfast this coming Saturday morning at 8 a.m. And if you would like to come and be a part of that, you're more than welcome to. And then we have our Christmas dinner coming up on the 18th. That'll be Sunday night at 6:30. This is an RSVP event because we like to make sure that we have plenty of food available. It's one of our nicest functions. This is a gift from the church to the saints at Merritt Assembly of God, and we consider the listeners of the Refresh Radio broadcast part of our church. And so if you'd like to come and hang out with us for a night, it's a little bit of a dress-up affair. If you don't come dressed up, we're not kicking you out, but it is one of those events where we come and celebrate and enjoy the goodness of God. I know what it was like to pastor this church when there were very few people in it, and now that there are more people, we like to say thank you. Thanks to our board members and to our volunteers, our ministry staff, and everybody that helps keep the ministry of Merritt Assembly of God functioning. So, and then you can check our website, merrittassembly.com, or our Facebook page for further information on events. Wednesday night, we have a Kids Crafty Christmas celebration that is going on. There's going to be Christmas cookies and hot chocolate and all sorts of fun stuff going on that night for the kids. And so that is just a couple of days away. We want to get into Isaiah 53 once again today. We're going to be talking about this and until we get done, and then we will move from this passage, which talks about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, and we will be talking about his birth and celebrating Christmas more next week. Let me take you back to the very first part of Isaiah 53, set the context for you, and then we will start digging into the word in verse number 3 today. Who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken, and they made his grave with the wicked. But with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge my righteous servant shall justify many. For he shall bear their iniquities, therefore I will divide him a portion with the great. And he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. That's the end of Isaiah chapter 53. So we were talking on the program last week that there was nothing desirable about his form. He wasn't considered beautiful or handsome. He was despised. He was rejected. He was a man of sorrows. He was acquainted with grief. Today we're going to pick up in the middle of verse number 3, and it says, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. When I read this, and we hid, in my mind, I go back to the Garden of Eden. I go back to Adam and Eve, where they sinned, and as a result of that, when they heard God's voice in the garden calling them for fellowship, they hid their faces from him. They hid. Can you imagine the absurdity of trying to hide from an omniscient God who knows everything? You know, you can conceal things from people. You can hide things. And, you know, right now there are probably Christmas presents that you are stowing away in expectation that people will not find them. I know I am. But can you imagine the absurdity of trying to hide from God? But sin inevitably creates separation. It creates problems. If you want relational issues, I encourage you to embrace a life of sin, because it will guarantee that there are going to be problems in your relationship. There will be problems with your relationship with God. There will be problems that will be generational. There will be problems that will be covenantal. There will be problems in your relationships at work. There will be problems all over the place. It's only a matter of how many problems you want. Sin does not solve problems. It causes them. And I don't know too many people that want more problems in their life. I don't know too many that want more misery in their life or more heartache in their life, but that's exactly what happens. Sin causes separation. It puts obstacles in the path. Now, just as sin on man's part had created distance between them and God and had broken the fellowship between them, now Jesus comes along and he is coming to bear all of our sins. We'll talk about that in just a little bit in verse number 5 about transgressions and iniquities and all of those things. Those were not his. There are no shortcomings with God. He is faultless. He is blameless. He is holy. He's never sinned. Jesus encountered every type of temptation that there was, yet without sin. That is what makes his sacrifice so special for us. The fact that he was not born with original sin the way that we are. He was born 100% God and 100% man. He was born so that he could pay the price. And so all of the sin, he came to deal with the sin. Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. That's how he was greeted when he approached John for baptism. And so I want to encourage you to see that when this sin is laid upon him and he's acquainted with grief and he's acquainted with sorrow, that we hid again, mankind hid again, this time not hid from a God who was going to find out about our sin, but this time because God was carrying our sins. Jesus was rejected because his agenda didn't line up with the agenda that they had in mind, that they had their understanding. I will tell you this, that I'm very confident in my understanding of theological principles from the Word of God, but I also approach it with a great deal of humility because the Pharisees thought they had everything about the Word of God figured out, and yet when Jesus came, they refused to embrace him. They rejected the grace that could have been theirs. So I want to approach many of my preferences, my theological preferences, not my absolutes. My absolutes are rock solid. The virgin birth, the sinless life of Jesus, the death on the cross, the burial, the resurrection, and the ascension to the right hand of the Father, and the fact he's coming again. There are absolutes that I have. Those things are non-negotiables for me. But there are other things where they're not fellowship breakers, and so I want to extend a measure of grace. You know, one of the things that happens at in my family is there are times where we have these opinions about things, and we say them, and then we find out that you know, there are other people who think differently on that situation, and I say, you know, I might be wrong. I've been wrong before, and it'll probably happen again. And so here, when man sees this holy God, this Son of Man, Son of God, who is carrying their sins, it says, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. I want to encourage you this year not to hide from God, but to embrace him. I want you to not to try not to conceal your relationship, but that you reveal his glory with even greater transparency, that you are not ashamed of him and he will not be ashamed of you. I have no problems testifying to my Lord and Savior, to people that I run across here in this earth, and I am looking forward to the fact that he is not going to be ashamed of me, and he will boast of his grace working in my life throughout all of heaven. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. I don't want to hide from him. He was despised and we did not esteem him. I was pretty sure that I knew what that word meant, but I went and I looked it up. And so I was talking with a person last Monday, and they used a term, and I said, I'm sorry, but I do not know what that term means. I don't know that I've ever heard that particular term. My daughter, has done a lot of reading and things like that, so she said that she has run across that term before in some of her readings. She said, but in all honesty, I don't know what it means. And so I'm not one that likes to leave loose ends dangling intentionally, so I went and looked up what the meaning of that word was. Aren't you thankful for a dictionary, and aren't you thankful for Google? And so this word here says he was despised and we did not esteem him. You know, just because another person despises someone else doesn't mean that you have to. You can have a different response. He was despised. It is true. The Pharisees despised him. It is true. Herod despised him. It is true that there were people of that day. They despised him. They didn't want to have anything to do with him. But the good news is that there was a man by the name of Saul that at one point in time despised him and despised his followers and persecuted him. But one day, Jesus appeared to him on the road to Damascus, and he changed this person who despised and persecuted his followers into a passionate follower of Jesus Christ. So if you encounter somebody that's a little cantankerous during this season, I want to encourage you to pray for them, because the great thing about Christmas is that it is evidence that Jesus came to change people's lives, and he came to change our world. He can transform that person and make them a blessing instead of a challenge. So it says, he was despised and we did not esteem him. That word esteem means to respect. Have you considered giving the Lord Jesus Christ your respect today? I've been around Brevard County for 29 years. I used to work retail. I worked in a shopping mall. I came to Brevard County because I was a manager of a shoe department, and the company that I worked for transferred me from Texas to Florida. And a year and a half later, they, just as they had done in the previous in Texas, they lost their lease out there. They lost a lease in a department store here, and I found myself in Brevard County, a long ways away from home, and not having a job. And so I ended up getting a different job. I ended up working in a retail mall. I used to manage the Florsheim store down in Melbourne Square Mall. And I built relationships with people in the mall down there. And there was a person that I remember. And that we were having this discussion one day. And she was communicating of how much she did not agree with the gospel that was going out at her church. And I happened to know the pastor of that church, and so I knew that he was preaching biblical truth, but this person was talking about how they just wanted to stand up and yell that they didn't agree with that. They did not respect the message that was coming across. I want to tell you that Mike Murdoch, who I don't, you know, believe everything that he might have to say necessarily, but he has tremendous insight on the realm of wisdom. And one of the things that he says is that which you disrespect moves away from you. If you and I do not esteem God, if we do not respect him, we are going to find ourselves growing distant from him. Not that that's the will of God for us, but it's not his plan for us, but it is a reality of what happens when we do not esteem the Lord. Another translation is admire. Another one is to value, to appreciate, to prize, to treasure, and to revere. Are you admiring God? Are you valuing him? Value is something not only that in a monetary sense, but in a priority sense. Which do you value? What are you going to displace? You know, most people have a to-do list, and that to-do list indicates how much they value a certain task. More valuable task, more important task get moved to the top, and less valuable, less urgent, less important task get moved to the bottom. But there is a value system that is created there. Our mission at Merit Assembly of God is to restore value spiritually and relationally. We want to restore people. We want you to know that you are valuable to God. And it is important that it not be a one-way street. A lot of people look at their relationship with God as if it is just that, a one-way street where he does all of the work, we get all of the benefit, and we don't put anything into it. I want you to know that that's not the case. When I find myself in a one-way relationship, I find it not to be a valuable relationship or an admirable relationship, but it, you know, if we're just content with a wave at one another when we're in the grocery store, then, you know, that's not going to be one of the most important relationships that I have in my life. I'm looking for those who admire God and value him and appreciate him, who treat him as our exceedingly great reward. He is our treasure, and he deserves our reverence and our awe. If you can't esteem him when he's carrying your sorrows and he's acquainted with your grief and he's bearing with your sins, listen to what it says here in verse number 4. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. And today, I want you to realize the great value that there was in him carrying those griefs, carrying the sorrows, and the fact that he was stricken and he was smitten and he was afflicted. That was not, it wasn't just for the sake of torture. It wasn't, well, let's see how graphic that we can make this. A lot of times, Hollywood will do things for gratuitous sake. They will go over the top just for shock and awe effect. That wasn't what was taking place with Jesus as they were, you know, punishing him and afflicting him and striking and smiting him on his way to the cross. All of that was for our benefit. There was purpose in it. The purpose of that in the New Testament is indicated here in Isaiah 53. He was carrying our sorrows. He was bearing our griefs. And I will say this, that those things which Jesus is carrying, those things that he has dealt with, you don't have to carry those anymore. You can cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. Now, most of the time, and I can't say all of the time, but most of the time when I throw something into the garbage can, I intend for it to stay in the garbage can. I don't want to have to deal with it. I don't want to have to go out and pick it up again. I want it placed at the curb for it to be carried away so that I don't have to deal with it again. Now, occasionally something that I value accidentally ends up in the trash can and I have to go digging with that. And I want you to know that's a milestone event on my calendar, but not in a good way. It causes me to make sure that I want to be a good steward of those things that I have. I don't want to throw things away that I should be keeping, and I don't want to keep those things which I should be throwing away. Jesus came to deal with our griefs and our sorrows and our transgressions. He came to carry those things. He was bruised for our iniquities. He was wounded for our transgressions. Those were things that he carries. Why would you want to carry something that Jesus is taking away? I want to encourage you today, cast those cares upon him and don't go digging around in the trash can looking for that heartache and that grief anymore. Instead of sorrow, put on rejoicing. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. As I was sharing with another person a little over a week ago, look, God has a cure for depression, and that is get into the presence of God, because in the presence of God there is fullness of joy. And you put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. It is impossible to praise God and stay depressed and discouraged. It really is. When you think about the goodness of God, when you ponder how awesome God has been to you and all that he has gone through for your benefit, you see, It is true that the work of Jesus brought tremendous spiritual benefit, but his work was a complete and total work. He came to deal with our emotional health, our spiritual health. He came to deal with the health of our souls. My daughter and I have been having some really phenomenal discussions about some of the Christmas carols, and they were instigated by her. And it's like, you know, I've never pondered that before. And she may be listening to this broadcast. She does. And it was like, that's a good message. That's a really good message. And Jesus came to deal with our mental and emotional health. He came to deal with our physical issues. And so today, if you want to give yourself a tremendous Christmas present for 2016, I want to encourage you to say yes to the finished work of Jesus Christ on your behalf and my behalf. Allow him to renew your mind. Allow him to bring strength to your body and say, you know what? I believe in the sufficiency of his work for my salvation. In Jesus' time, they had no problem believing that he could heal. They struggled to believe that he could forgive. And now we flipped that coin on its head. Now we have no problem believing that he can forgive. We struggle to believe that he will heal. And I want you to know, he's never changed. He is both Savior and healer. And so why don't you rest in his sufficiency and say yes to his work and say, God, would you manifest the provisions that you paid for? It is not without cause that you went through those things. You did it for our benefit. May I walk in the fullness of your provision. Let's believe God for a fresh testimony in this Christmas season. Can we do that? You know, I've got some great testimonies of things that God's done for me through the years. I shared some of those testimonies with a person a year ago, and I said, you know, some of the greatest miracles that God has done in my life have come when my wife was praying and fasting. And this person said, would you mind asking your wife if she would pray and fast for us? And so I did. And she said, I have got no problem with that at all. And I want you to know God answered their prayers. Hadn't seen any progress in that situation in years. And all of a sudden within a few weeks, they were on the path to resolution. And so I want to encourage you today. God is still a miracle working God. Has he done some great things in your past? Don't forget those things. But let's also press on and believe that God will bring about a fresh testimony for his glory that we are going to be able to celebrate this Christmas season with not just ourselves, but with everyone around us as well. My wife told me one time, honey, I'm so tired of hearing you tell that story. You need a fresh testimony. Get one for yourself this Christmas. See you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless.
And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, I bring you something new. I tell how great you are, I tell my praise to you. It's like an